Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Can I say something else about watching that game in Cleveland last night? These totally numpty Guardian fans thinking that if the ball hits the catcher's glove, it should be a strike. I mean, they're booing every ball call, and it's driving me crazy. But then again, I guess the Tigers think every ball that hits the catcher's glove is a strike because they're swinging at everything and struck out 19 times.
Good God. They struck out 19 times. 19.
Mm-hmm. This is so the opposite of what got them to where they are. Remember how they were commanding the strike zone?
AJ Hinch afterwards is talking to the media, and they brought the 19 strikeouts, and he's like, "Yeah, I mean, we're doing the same things over and over again. We're get ahead in the count, and then we start expanding the strike zone." And you could see how frustrated he is, because then he says we preach about knowledge of the strike zone, how important a strike zone is for our pitchers and our hitters. And this is what's happening. 19 strikeouts. It's not like Cleveland was any great shakes either. They struck out 10 times. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. But 19 out of 27 outs recorded by strikeout? Come on.
They spent so much time here slowly eroding. Even our faith. Okay? And now they've completely eroded it. And I am more frustrated with the Tigers. I've got no pushback from any listener. Nobody has said this isn't the most frustrating thing they have. It's more frustrating than anything the Lions ever did.
Lions were just bad.
Well, there was various times where they let us down in a whole variety of ways.
Yeah.
I don't ever remember.
It'd be like a single game.
I got like brewing hostility here.
Yeah, one of the things I wrote is in the show sheet today was there's going to have to be a cooling off period. I'm a little hot right now with certain players on this team.
Yep.
And when the season is finally done, and hopefully it's late November. I said, hopefully. Not likely. But when the season is done, there's going to have to be a cooling off period to step aside, breathe, let things marinate, and then come back full focus and say, okay, this has to happen. This has to happen. Need to hang on to this guy. This guy, this guy, this guy, and this guy got to go, whatever the case is. But you need to breathe a little bit because I think we're all a little hot right now. Our blood is up, as they like to say. And for great reason.
Oh, they've earned.
They've absolutely earned the ire of the fan base right now. I mean, I feel like here's a solution I would have for this team. Just to try to snap things out of it. We talked about, hey, have Dan Campbell come and give a speech. Dan Campbell didn't sound like he was anywhere near interested in that this morning.
No, he didn't.
When they asked him the question, his response was very noncommittal. But how about this? The last couple, I think it was maybe 4 years ago, I started seeing these things. They're like the rooms that you can go into and just smash stuff up. Beat the hell out of glass stuff, throw stuff against a wall. It's like a quiet room that they fill it with all this stuff, and you just break things. That's what you do. You let out all your frustrations, and you break stuff up. I feel like the Tigers need to go into one of these rooms with baseball bats and just start smashing things. Get it out. Stop being so damn tight at the plate and breathe.
Maybe they could do what I used to do with our little league team. I used to pitch them apples when we weren't hitting. I just throw apples to them and let them just blast them. Fun. Yeah, it was.
I like that idea. Yeah.
Kind of reprogram them.
It's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, it worked. Yep. Ask Bruno.
I'd love to ask Bruno.
248-539-9797. Here's the other thing. One more thing before you get back to your calls. Last year when nobody thought the Tigers were like going to do what they did, like nobody thought they were going to do what they did, and then they made the playoffs. Hey, guys, you're back. You're back there.
Nobody thinks you're going
to
do it.
Brought out the best in you last year.
Is that it?
Guess
just
what?
Completely doubt
nobody
him?
Thinks you're going to do anything anymore.
Nobody thinks you're
going to
pull it out.
When you've lost us.
Yeah, you're done.
Let's go to Joe in Grosseal. Hi, Joe.
Hey, guys. Well, that's a good segue to what I want to say. The advertising executives at Cedar Point should put the Tigers on the front of their webpage. 13 months ago, they had a 0.2% of making the playoffs, and then they decide to jump on the blue streak and do the highly improbable. This year, they're up on that sky ride, chilling above everybody the first half of the season, and then decide in July to get on the tilt-a-whirl, only to get off in New York and beat the Yankees by 10 runs in back-to-back games, thinking we're going to go on a different ride. And the ride they get on, the demon drop. So it's time to get off of that damn ride at Cedar Point and go play a few arcade games and get us back, because I think they got one more ride change left in them.
It's like they went from the giant slide to the demon drop.
There you go.
They both suck.
Joe, thank you, and we appreciate your patience. Jay is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Jay.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Looking forward past this series. If they split, they got Boston next, who's going to come at them with everything. Could we see a Red Sox-Yankees wild card?
I don't care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
I don't care. Why would we care?
Are you just hoping to program for ESPN or something? I mean, No.
It's just an ugh. Again,
to make it worse.
Okay, all right.
For a second there, Jay, I thought that you were excited.
Ready
to fire up some chowder.
Yeah, you were fired up.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Right,
it's
you.
Okay.
Thank
no, you misinterpreted what you were selling.
Yes, that would be disgusting.
Yeah, that'll make it worse.
Yeah, vomitous.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm just like ugh.
Yeah. So I'm with you. Ugh. There's no. That'd be so much worse. Cool. Well, you know, everybody, hey, appreciate the phone call, Jay. Remember how everybody cites the whole they had 2% chance of making the playoffs?
Yeah.
Do you know what that same website has their chances of making the playoffs right now?
I don't even care. Because you're going to tell me it's going to be like...
Do you want to leave the studio and I'll announce to the audience? Or do you think they even want to hear? Kang, do people want to hear what that same website says their chances of making the playoffs are right now?
Yes.
You do think they want to hear it? Gator, you want to take your headset off? Do you want to...
How about I guess first, and then I'll put my headset off. 54% chance of making the playoffs.
Higher.
Yeah. See. All right.
You don't care? You want to take your headset off?
I'm still going to hear you.
It's at 80.4. Don't tell Gator.
Yeah, it is. It's at 80.4. Sure it is. Sure.
Has nothing ever felt less than 80.4 in your life?
This is why.
It's Fangraphs. Fangraphs still has their chance of making the playoffs. A playoffs is 80.4.
Even Gronk knowing not that high.
Right, exactly. Tigers are 85-72. They're still 15 games above 500. Therefore, with 5 games left, they still have 80.2% chance of making playoffs.
80.4.
80.4. Does not compute. Does not compute. Does not compute. What is this, the Whopper? Shall we play a game? I mean, this is pathetic. And there's no way it's 80%. But of course it is, because math, when you spit a stupid formula into it that doesn't take account into this giant slide they're in. Yeah, 80.4%. Yeah, sure.
They forgot to put in there that right now they suck.
Right. Do you take that into account? And by the way, they don't have their ace pitching the rest of the regular season. Or maybe Sunday, I guess, if it matters.
What did Fangraphs have of Scooble hiking a ball between his legs during that game? We haven't seen a slide this big since the Belle Isle Giants slide.
That's right.
Come on.
Hey, and the fans are getting concussed watching this.
Boom, boom,
ow,
boom.
Ow, ow. Why does my boom boom hurt? What were you doing? I was watching the Tigers. Don't do that. Oh.
By the way, Scuba did something that was never done in the history of the game last night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.